Hello, and welcome to Unquiet Blood, 12-Sided Stories 5e Vampire the Masquerade Show. This tale is rules light, story heavy, and covered in blood. And now, our GM, Mac Beauvais.
Hey, boys and ghouls, this is Mac Beauvais, your GM for Unquiet Blood, a game of Vampire 5e. We are going to be starting our very first episode today, which, holy shit. As you may have noticed, I'm definitely not Wes, but he's here and I'm going to let him introduce himself and I'm going to shake things up and have intros go around the other way around the table to throw everyone off.
It's your game. That's completely cool. I am playing John LaRoche, a older vampire who is trying to make it in a very digital world. And he's got a phone that he won't throw away because a friend gave it to him, but he hates it because it's made his life very difficult.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Maria Zarg, a German artist who also happens to be a vampire, you know, like you do.
Nice. I'm Abria Iyengar, and I'm playing Stella Martingale, the Tremere love witch or hipster succubus.
Ooh, hipster succubus.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's my new rock band.
Right?
I was seducing men before it was cool.
Yes! That's a great tag. I do it ironically.
Oh, my God.
Because I really don't like them.
I like that you did it with the eye roll. That's what the audience at home is missing, is that
felt
that was like a full eye roll. That was really, really great. Hi, I'm Terry Gamble, jumping in on Abria's introduction. I'm playing Issachar Fora, a lovely vampire lady who also happens to be a cult leader, you know, as you do in my spare time. And I'm very excited to play this game with you, Mac.
I'm glad someone is.
I am not.
I mean, I'm not hungover or anything, so I'm feeling, just kidding. I'm still hungover, but I'm really ready to play this game.
Well, you can have a vampire hangover, because in a little bit, we're going to roll and see how hungry everybody is.
Oh, yeah.
But before we start, I have a little intro prepared that I wanted to share with you guys. San Diego, 2019, night. An autumn night. The foggy air heavy with the smell of the sea. Despite the dank atmosphere, there is the bustle of life everywhere, blood pumping away in a million, million veins. And yet, moving among all this life are creatures of death, hiding in plain sight, shuffling towards the sort of elusive goals that only those possessing immortality might have, the hidden machinations of vampires. I'm going to have you all start out with finding out how hungry you actually are.
Dunk.
So I need everybody to roll a d10, and you divide the total by 2.
Okay. What do we do with halvesies?
Round down.
Okay.
2.
2.
1.
1. Okay, so on the bottom of your sheets,
1.
Mark your hunger. This is the beginning of the evening, so everyone's going to have to make a rouse check to wake up and see if your hunger has changed or not. So what I will need is everybody is going to roll 1 die again. A 6 or higher, you are fine. If you roll under that, your hunger goes up by 1.
Oh, cool, Doug. 7.
Yes. All right, your hunger stays where it is.
Okay. 9 for me.
I have a 2, so I am very hungry.
Yeah, you're definitely getting hungry.
6.
Oh, you succeeded then, so it stays. So I'm going to go around the table, and I want everybody to tell me what they're doing on this fine night. I'm going to start over with Issachar.
It's a beautiful night. I'm at my compound right now, and my followers are drawing me a beautiful milk bath.
Yes!
With rose petals. And candles to my liking. And I'm about to step in and enjoy this luxurious bath. And I get bathed by some of my closest followers. And it's very, very nice.
All right. So you're spending the evening starting out with a nice milk bath.
Uh-huh.
What is Stella up to this evening now that she's up?
She's kind of walking around. So she lives on a forgotten Culver Studios ranch down in San Diego. So she set up a little hammock and is just letting the breeze. It's like she's closed her eyes. She's using her heightened senses and she's letting like the smell of dying jasmine and like the salt of the ocean kind of wash over her. And she has like a little moment to herself before she is going to head into town and find everyone and some snacks because she woke up a little hungry.
Yeah, because obviously you've got a track of 5 hunger on there.
Yeah.
But 2 is you're definitely more than peckish.
Whoops.
Where is Maria tonight?
Maria wakes up in her artist's loft and Marlin, her lead blood doll, comes to awaken her and let her feed a little bit like he does. Sometimes it's him, sometimes it's one of the others. All of them kind of lay about in her living room or, you know, loft area. Mm-hmm. But he comes to wake her up and let her feed a little bit so she's not so hungry.
Okay, well, let's do that. So how much are you going to feed off of Marlin? Because you have 2 hunger.
I have 2 hunger. I mean, enough to knock one down. I'm not going to, you know.
Okay.
I'm not going to damage one of my favorites.
You can safely take enough to knock down your hunger by 1 peg.
Okay.
And just for reference for everybody, the maximum non-harmful drink that you can take from a human is 2 points.
Okay.
After that, it's going to start getting into hospitalization and potentially death.
I mean, no.
Which is fine, but there's consequences that come with that. And where is John tonight?
I'm at St. Joseph's Cathedral in the very far back pew, the farthest one from the front I can get. I don't do communion. Mm-hmm. I just sit in the back and I'm watching.
Even though it's the blood of Christ?
Yeah, I think I'd be
so good.
I think that's the one thing that would F me up pretty good is that blood might not be a good thing for me to drink.
Yeah, there's a whole round of checks if you eat human food.
Yeah,
do it.
Yeah. So I'm sitting in the far back and I'm making a bunch of eye contact with Father Ominous because he's up there and he's doing a sermon. But I'm also looking at Wendy Culver. She's one of the people that go to this particular church, and I can feel almost a cold sweat coming over me because I'm really kind of hungry, and I know that Wendy is one of the father's favorite parishioners. He's always talking to her and everything else, so I'm kind of watching her as this hunger builds up, and I'm waiting for the end of the sermon to kind of follow her home.
So the sermon does come to an end. Amen.
Nailed it.
And the parishioners begin to leave. Wendy actually looks a bit wan this evening as you begin to follow her. So you want to start following her home?
Yeah, and I know that she might be on guard or weary of people following her. So sure. I'm going to be stealthful about it, or try to be.
I think we're going to do a roll for that.
Yeah, I figured.
I want you to roll your dex plus stealth.
All right.
And your difficulty level is a 6. So tell me how many successes you do or do not get.
So, okay, so I got 3 successes.
3 successes? You are pretty stealthy. And like you said, she looks a little wan tonight. She looks off.
Okay. Well, I follow her home and just kind of keep an eye on my surroundings because I want to make sure that maybe if she's looking a bit off, you know, maybe there's some other reason. So just making sure that.
Did you want to do actively look for stuff around you, or are you just passively?
I'll actively look.
Okay.
Years of paranoia.
So let's see. I'm going to say to do that, it's going to be a wits plus awareness.
All right. Let's see. So, wow, that's cool. And then, so I got 2 successes.
Nice. You don't see anything that's out of sorts this evening.
So I follow her home. I'm going to have to be hungry for a while because she's got to be asleep for me to do my ritual.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm a
Sandman.
That's
kind of like Martin.
Yeah.
You actually don't have long to wait. She goes home and goes directly to bed.
Okay. Does she live with anyone? Is she married? Does she have kids? Or is
she lives
single?
Alone.
Okay. So when she goes up, I'm going to try to break into her place and, you know, after she falls asleep, feed.
Okay. I think it's going to have to be another dex roll.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's dex plus, or actually.
Would it be larceny?
Is larceny on here? Mm-hmm. I looked right by it, larceny, actually. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. 9 and an 8.
Look at you.
Ooh, you managed to.
That's bad, but I like it. Dice boom.
Don't hate it.
She lives in a building that's a little bit older, and so you're able to kind of wiggle the frame of a window open.
All right.
And sort of push the latch to the side and boost the window the rest of the way open.
Okay. So when I get in, I look around and just see what the state of her life is. Is the place dirty?
Judgment.
Or is it clean? I'm going to look around and just see, like, because you said she looked wan, is there anything in her apartment that makes me think, okay, this is a massive problem? Or
it's relatively clean in there, but it was obvious that she was really tired by the time she got home, and maybe that this has been a trend for a few days because the clothes have just been kind of piled up over a chair as opposed to put away in the closet, and things just seem a little careless.
Okay.
Things that she would use every day seem a little careless. The rest of the apartment looks fairly neat.
Okay. So I go over to her bed, and I'm hoping that she's like a lot of people who like to sleep with their feet outside of the blanket.
Mm-hmm.
And I look for, love Terry's look. I look for, without touching her yet, I look for the vein that's on the top of her foot right there. And that's what I'm going to go for.
Okay.
This has turned into a Tarantino movie.
Yeah, pull on.
Yeah.
I think since you're trying not to wake her, we're going to do another stealth roll.
Okay.
So your dex plus stealth.
All right.
And this is going to be sevens again.
Oof.
Did you look to see if you get any bonuses from your choice of...
Oh, wait, I do. I totally forgot about silence of death. So I'm completely silent. I nullify all sounds made around me. This only works on people within earshot.
Okay. Is there a role involved?
No, I'm just silent.
Okay.
Yeah, so that helps a great deal in this situation.
Yeah, so you're able to be completely silent.
I did roll a... I did roll a success anyway.
Okay.
And I think I want to use Lingering Kiss.
Okay.
Which is a power that basically is going to make her obsessed with me, like really, like want to be fed off of over time. So maybe at first she doesn't know why she has this, but when I show up at the church, maybe she starts noticing me and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And she has that pull of being someone that I can feed off of on a regular basis.
As you start to feed off of her, you realize that you have to stop a little sooner than expected. It's like she's low on blood already.
Oh, no.
Well, then I take one hunger.
Okay. You hear her breathing catch a little bit.
My compulsion is, because I'm a jealous person, would be just to kill her outright because someone else
is... You could,
and
you could sleep. Both of your hunger points.
Well, I have one composure, so can I make a roll to see if I can keep my composure?
I'm going to have you actually do a humanity roll. You just roll against your humanity, and we determined that based on the background of your character that you're actually at a 5.
Right.
Okay. Sixes are an upper success.
Okay. Jesus, I'm rolling pretty damn good.
Yeah, you are.
Nice.
That's a 1. So 3 successes.
You're able to maintain and not completely drain her, but the option is still there should you choose to do it.
You know what? I think I am going to try to learn from past mistakes, and I'm going to stop myself. I want to find out who's feeding off her because she's obviously mine, and they should have known that before they did it, even though I had never fed off her before.
Clearly.
So
clearly
that's
yours.
I'm going to feed and then I'm going to get out of there.
Okay.
And then just for the rest of the night until one of these people try to call me on that damn phone, I'm going to just kind of stake out her place and see, no, pun intended, see if anybody shows up.
Okay.
I like that one, though.
So you will go ahead and keep an eye on her place for a while.
And I took off one hunger, right? You said...
Yes. If you took off another hunger...
She'd be out.
Yeah. I mean, she's already pretty bad off right now. She is just shy of needing medical attention. So... how are things going post-milk bath for Issachar?
Doing all right. I could use a little snack, maybe. I'm not, like, super hungry, but a little bit.
Do you feed off of your followers?
Yeah. So I have to choose a chosen one for the night, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're chosen. Yay. They all think it's, like, a really big deal. It's, like, respect. Really cool to get some one-on-one time with me.
Redo,
it means they're rising to another echelon, you know, as
who
you do.
Who are you feeding on tonight?
Tonight, it is Sandro. Sandro's really sweet. Like, you know... eats a lot, so he's a little heftier. He's a little thick daddy. And you know, tastes really good. So
how do you go about doing this?
Well, I have a special chamber that is off of my main, like, bed quarter area, like a little kind of like lounge area, like a mini chapel, if you will.
Sure.
For the most holy of the holy. And so we go into my chamber, or I have him escorted in. He gets to wear a special, like, cowl, like this outfit that he gets to have, like, prepared for that moment.
Sure.
It's kind of a big deal to get to wear that. So that's, like, they all want to do it. And they're like, oh. But no one is allowed to talk about what happens in that room. They're all sworn to secrecy. I will obviously know if they lie.
Has Sandro been in there before?
Sandro's been in there a few times. He knows what's up.
Okay.
But he's also really excited because he likes one-on-one time, and he also feels he grows stronger, like he feels like he's getting closer to ascension, maybe because I tell him that's what's going to happen. you know, semantics. But he comes in, and yeah, I'm going to go through the ceremony, so I dub him. I'm like, you are the chosen tonight. And I have him kneel, and then he says, like, a little chant that I make them all say. Like, it's, like, very formal to get to my means. But I think ceremony is everything, especially in most really good religions. You got to have a good ceremony. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. the Catholic Church, you know, they got a lot of ceremonies.
A lot of ceremony.
It's all about the up, down, sit down, up, down, say the thing.
Catholic big aerobic.
Hat. Yeah, I love it. And what was that at the end?
Big hat.
Big hat. Exactly right. Oh, I should have a hat.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a special hat. But then I have to remove my hat in the midst of the ceremony. And then I'm like, all right, Sandro, ascend. And then when he ascends, he gets to go lay down on, like, there's, like, this little, like, beautiful, like, fainting couch, like, chaise lounge, like, mm-hmm. covered in, like, red velvet. And it's gorgeous.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, my dream little side room. And, and so I'm like, all right, Sandro, you have ascended. I am now beneath you for this moment while you ascend. And so I get to kneel down. And then what vein do I want to take? That's a good question.
And do you mm-hmm. bite directly into the vein, or do you, like, have a ritual dagger and you drain blood off of them? What do you do?
Oh, that's a good question. I like ritual dagger.
That's cute.
Yeah. I'm taking that. Yes, okay. Ending with that, Mac. Yeah. All things creepy. I applaud you. you have a ritual dagger, yes? Yes. Obviously. I take the dagger and I get his arm, and I'm going to take a little bit of his, just a little bit, mm-hmm. a little bit of the vein.
Gather that into a cup.
Mm-hmm. And then I squeeze what I need, put it into, I have this beautiful goblet. I actually have a whole little, like, it's part of the ceremony too. Like, I have a little special cloth that I wipe, you know, it with, and, like, mm-hmm. before to prepare. So only the, you know, the cleanest of blood can go into this cup. And I take the goblet, and then I say, Sandro, you have ascended. And I actually don't let him get to watch me drink it.
Yeah. Do you leave the wound open?
That's a good question.
Now, vampires can seal wounds using their saliva.
Using our mat. Oh, fabulous. So I have a special, once I set that down, I have like this little area, like a little, not a table, but like fancier than a table, like an altar that I set the goblet on top of. This is the offering, you know, I say thank you for your offering. And then I have another little towel I'm going to wipe my little saliva on, and I go and wipe his arm. And during this whole time, I have him close his eyes because I don't want him to see all of it. Mm-hmm. Just the part he needs to see. Mm-hmm. And so I say, Sandro, you have ascended. I say, it is time. Your time to leave the chamber. You may rise. He gets up and walks out. And then I drink.
All right. How much did you gather, though? Like enough to feed one hunger?
I think enough to do that. And that's all I have right now, too. So I'm like, I just needed a little bit. I'm pretty good about maintaining because I have
a flock
of people to pull from.
So you drink the blood
mm-hmm.
and feel a little funny. And it becomes clear to you very quickly that tonight, since he was... Had you given him a heads up that he was going to be chosen or not?
Nah.
No. I think just out of excitement of ritual and everything going on, he's had a bit to drink tonight.
Yes!
Oh, Sandro.
So you're a bit tipsy right now.
Oh, Sandro, you had a good day, huh? Oh, that was fun.
Yay.
Oh, this is going to be a good night.
Nice.
Let's go back to Maria, who is already taking care of her hunger. What are you going to do with the rest of your evening?
Well, I think it would be lovely to go to an art show. I want to see what's going on in this vibrant city. Marlin needs to rest a little bit, so I'll take one of my other blood dolls. I'll take Isabel.
Okay.
And Isabel and I are going to go to a local art gallery that's having a show.
Okay. Do you have a car? Do you drive? Or do you Uber? Or...
Sorry, thought of a German taking Uber cracks me.
Uber, Uber.
Das Uber.
Uber.
I take the lift.
I said the lift.
We will probably take an Uber. Okay. It would just be, you know, I don't own a car. It's just too much.
Yeah, I imagine your loft is in downtown San Diego.
Oh, of course. It? Yeah. So we might be able to walk if we're downtown. Mm-hmm. We might be able to walk if it's close enough. So maybe we'll take in the night air.
Okay.
And we'll walk. And it's a local artist known for his horrific creations. Like, he's really, it's very
gory. Is this somebody that you know or you've met?
I met him once at another gallery showing about a year ago. But, you know, I haven't really had interaction with him since, but his art interests me definitely.
Okay. Let's say his name is Liam.
I like
Liam.
Liam.
Liam Neeson.
And he just goes by Liam. He's one of those.
He's one of those artists. So one of my flaws is stalker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always on the lookout because of a former blood doll who got a little too attached, who I tend to see at these events.
Okay.
His name is Gregory, so I may have to keep an eye out for Gregory.
Okay. So you get to the exhibit, and it is exquisitely horrific. The very first thing you see when you walk in is this representation of blood pouring and bouncing off of the ground, and it's this beautiful sculpture that you can kind of see through and from all angles, and it just seems to be as if it were pouring from a vein that you can't see, and it's just this huge piece when you walk in the gallery.
Oh, I'm in ecstasy, darling. This is beautiful. I must find the artist.
And everything is just, all of the paintings, all the sculptures, just lurid hues and twisted faces and just absolute grotesqueness, but almost with a Renaissance vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's as if there were a horrific streak of H.P. Lovecraft meets Rembrandt.
Oh my God, Maria will be over the moon with this art, right? So she's definitely going to want to seek out the artist and talk to him and charm him a little, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
And in the back corner, sort of watching everybody, you know, very obviously keeping tabs on everybody, is Liam, who you've seen before, and he's over-the-top artiste kind of thing, with like black slacks. He's wearing a black turtleneck. He's got, you know, black hair that's been brushed back from his face, and these really piercing blue eyes.
Ooh.
And he's just watching everyone and seems to be particularly interested in you because your reactions are so more grand and so elated compared to a lot of other people are walking through that look like they're about to lose their lunch.
Amazing.
I go up to him.
Good evening.
Good evening. I don't know if you remember me. We met about a year ago at another showing.
Oh, you'll forgive me. I do meet so many people.
Oh, yes, of course, of course. My name is Maria, and I hold out my hand like for him to kiss it.
Yeah. And, yes. And he knows the proper way to do it, where he doesn't actually kiss your hand, and he just sort of like gets sort of more like just breathing on your
right
hand. That is an actual kiss on the hand.
Okay.
Always lovely to meet a fan.
Oh, yes, I'm definitely a fan. This, your artwork, it's so, so guttural, so, so very visceral. I just, it fills me with emotion.
It's so refreshing to hear that. So many people just don't understand.
I know how you feel.
Oh, are you also an artist?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm inspired by the work of another artist, Maria Tog.
You're a Tog fan?
Oh, yes.
Oh, oh, I... Oh, you slay me.
Oh, I just might. So, what is your inspiration for these gorgeous works of art?
Oh, you know, it's just things from here and there, as all artists have. Just the ever-dawning nightmare of life.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, I think we are kindred spirits, you and I.
It's always nice to meet another one.
Well, I would love to meet up again.
I think that could be arranged. Are you showing your art anywhere?
I shall be having a showing in 2 months' time. I'm still preparing for it. It's so exhausting, you know, this work.
Perhaps a preview then?
Yes.
Personal preview?
I think that could be arranged.
Well, let me give you my number.
Excellent. So I take his card or...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and it's super douchey. It's...
Yeah.
It is matte black.
I knew it. I was going to be like...
Yeah.
Is it one of those metal cards?
Yeah, with gloss black printing on top of it. So it's almost impossible to read. My card. Do call anytime.
Oh, I shall. Thank you so much.
The pleasure was mine.
Amazing.
I mean, it can't be any blacker, could it? Look at it.
Black, black on black.
Although all I could think of is American Psycho, and they're debating all of the fonts and the different shades on the cards.
God, yes.
That was hysterical.
So true.
So, Stella, where are you? Physically, emotionally?
Yeah. I mean? Physically, in her car, driving into town.
Okay.
Emotionally and spiritually, like, hungry and thirsty.
Okay. And where are you headed?
I think she's going to head to, like, the cool little downtown area, like, right on the beach.
Yeah.
There's, like, a couple bars and, like, late-night restaurants.
Sure. Like Mission Beach or Ocean Beach.
Yeah, let's go Mission Beach. Yeah. She's going to go round up a date for the night.
Yeah, either that or around, like, the Seaport Village area is good, too. In fact, if you go more towards, like, where Seaport Village is, there is a lovely outcropping that you're aware of that goes, it's a pathway that goes out that's grassy and surrounded by rocks and is rather secluded.
Yeah, let's do that.
In the evenings.
So, yeah, I think she's just going to, like, be a cool girl at, like, a late night bar and...
Is there a bar that you prefer to frequent down there?
No, I don't like being seen in the same place too often.
Okay.
Just because she still has to deal with that, like, is a known blank body problem.
Yeah.
So she's kind of everywhere all the time. If you look at her really closely, her pupils are super dilated, which is both, like, to people, very attractive in general. But for her, it's, like, heightened senses. She's trying to look
at like look for people who, when they see her, get excited by seeing her, because it's just easier to make a move that way.
Sure.
So she's waiting for like the fuckiest fuckboy to come by and be like, you need less blood.
So you go to the lamplight.
Yeah.
And it is very much lantern lit inside, yeah. And kind of one of those places where they tried to make the inside look a little bit more like the outside.
Yeah.
You know, with the second floor, almost like there's house interior in there, and so lots of couches, and it's very dusky looking in there. Almost as if smoking were still happening in there, but yeah. There isn't. But it just always seems to be a little smoky, even though there.
That's fantastic.
Not. And there's plenty of people in there. One guy towards the end of the bar that is doing that kind of hair out of his eyes thing.
Mm-hmm.
And just scoping around. Obviously got his drink in his hand, just sort of like cruising.
Yep. She's definitely going to like wait for the moment, make eye contact, and then just do the little hitch of breath that they can notice. Oh, you've noticed me. You should come over, and pretends to look shy. Mm-hmm. And it's just getting maximum flirt on. Like, yeah. Please come over. Please. You drink, definitely.
Yeah. And he comes sidling over and...
You should get a hairband.
Yeah, he definitely flips his hair out of his eyes again. And I noticed you didn't have a drink.
Oh, could you help me with that?
Oh, yeah, you want a sip of mine? It's
I would love it.
This
sip
is
of
like
you.
The best craft beer I've ever had.
Oh. Of you.
That too. Yeah, it's sort of like floral, but also like nutty.
Cool. She's doing everything she can to be like, oh, I'm so bored. I'm gonna murder him. Is it an IPA? Is this an IPA?
No. Okay, no, I I'm don't no. IPAs are like so 10 minutes ago.
Okay. Sure. And she's gonna take a sip of it and just like, I would rather have vodka. Yeah. But tries to like stifle it.
Are you actually gonna take a sip or are you pretending to take
a
sip?
Nope, she's gonna take a sip. I took eat food. I have 2 points of is good at eating food.
Okay, in that case, you're fine.
Yeah.
It's definitely a saison.
Ooh, that's fine.
It's a saison, but yeah, he's just
nice
about it. And like, smells vaguely of Axe body spray.
You'll do. She's gonna like sit and flirt with him for a while and try to see if he like wants to take a nice walk.
Why?
She heard about this really cute outcropping not too far away.
I feel like this is a roll.
Ooh, okay.
So I'd like you to roll manipulation plus persuasion.
Yes. Please be good dice. They were fine. I have to be six, seven, eight?
Sixes.
Cool. Okay, so 4 successes.
Oh, yeah. He is super into this.
Yeah, and he's of course like, he is.
Yeah.
He's all like, hey, baby.
Yeah, probably.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Oh, yeah. I mean, plus it's really cool. Like a lot of people like to like stack the rocks out there. And so we can go like check that out too.
Mm-hmm. Let's definitely do that.
Yeah. I mean, they say it's like not good for the environment or whatever, but it's art. Okay.
It's, I love art so much. Like she's already bored. She's like, I'm just to the hungry part now.
So you guys go out to this outcropping.
Yeah.
And, get into sort of a shadowy area.
Yep.
What do you do to actually feed off of this guy? Because you're going to try and, I'm sure, seduce him versus...
Yeah, I don't understand the concept of just feeding.
Okay.
Like, game-wise, she is a high-functioning addict, but I wanted to make her addiction the endorphins and dopamine that comes from getting sex.
Okay.
So it has to be that rush of excitement.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're just going to start to hook up.
So... He's very receptive, yeah. And you can tell at this point, like, when, especially when you get this close, like, he's been drinking at that bar for a while tonight.
Dope.
So,
we're gonna party.
Yeah.
So, she's gonna, like, push him up against a rock, and then, like, as she's, like, kissing his neck, she'll bite him.
Okay.
We're removing two hunger. I don't care.
I know, like, but you're doing, like a sort of a rough
brawny yeah, it's
sort
rough
of
sex,
thing.
For sure.
Okay. Well, let's do a roll for that. It's just see I'm how like, successful you are at actually like making it seem like you are
okay, yeah.
Just trying to be rough with that.
Duh.
So, why don't you do a I'm going to do a weird mix here. I'm going to say roll dex and brawl because you're trying to kind of be dexterous about it, but you're also trying to be rough with him.
Can I use my awe at all? My awe power to convince him that this is fine?
Sure. What does your awe power do?
You get intelligence. It's manipulation, presence versus composure and intelligence. Anyone with the presence of a vampire finds attention.
And it's his intelligence.
His intelligence and composure.
Yeah, versus my manipulate.
Which
and
is
presence.
Real low.
Yeah. Yay. Okay.
Nice.
And presence.
Yeah, so I just want him to become agreeable with awe. Okay. Just like, this is fine.
Then let's use awe instead. Because otherwise you're kind of like...
Yeah, I'm not going to be good at fighting him on this.
Yeah, this guy kind of sucks. How many?
Sweet, three.
All right, he only got two successes. So he's like, oh, you're one of those. I like it.
God, gross, cool. Shh.
Don't speak.
Yeah, she's definitely going to do the, like, one hand over his mouth and, like, turn his head and then just bite him in the neck.
All right, how much are you taking?
Two.
All right.
Yeah.
So go ahead and take 2 points. Oh, I think the beer is hitting me a little bit. And you also, he has been drinking a lot tonight, so you're pretty toasty from taking 2 points of blood. But as you're holding on to him and you're looking out over the ocean, you notice that something is sort of bobbing awkwardly in the water.
I've got to go. And she's just like putting her dress like back down and like kind of recomposing herself and just sort of leaving him in the outcropping. And she's going to head out over.
Okay. And he just slumps to the grass and starts just like, he's asleep.
Yep. Perfect. That's fine. You're welcome. So, and she just walks away.
There's something bobbing in the water and kind of like dunk. Dunk against the rocks at the edge of the outcropping.
Can I use my heightened senses to try to get a sense of what it is?
Sure.
Oh no, that's a bad one. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 successes.
Four successes?
That's
yeah. Oh yeah, this is definitely a body.
Yep. Okay. Cool. Who's being sloppy? Gross. I'm gonna go wade out, grab it, bring it back in, check it for holes.
And actually, there are bite marks on the neck.
Honestly.
Oh.
And the body is completely just pale, washed out, and this is fresh.
Does it look like it's completely exsanguinated?
Yeah.
I'm going to try it anyway, just to see if I can get, like, if there's just any amount of blood left, and I want to use my blood sorcery, a taste for blood.
Okay.
To just get a read, see if there's anything in there.
All right. So let's do that.
Resolve and blood sorcery. So many dice. Hello. 3 successes.
3 successes. You find the very, very last drop of blood in this body.
Sweet. Yep. Got it.
And what are you trying to find out? Because there's very little you're going to be able to get off of this.
Double checking, like, is this a normal human versus being like a ghoul or a vampire or some other other creature?
This was a thin blood.
Oh, okay. Dang it. All right. I don't know where to put it. Is there like a little area by the out? I just want to like stuff the body somewhere that I can come back and get it later.
There really isn't a good place to stash a body.
Dang it. This is why you don't kill.
Yeah, not unless you want to like pile rocks on top of it and make an art installation.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to remember their face really well and then just resync it.
Okay.
Put some rocks in its pocket. Be like, this is really sloppy work and we're going to have a conversation about it.
Okay. So you do that. And where do you head? Or what do you do?
Let's see. What would I know my squad would be doing? Are you pretty much a regular? Well, no, this is like way after that mass.
Yeah, I'm just...
I'm going to text you.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Here's this text thing again.
Walks back to the shore, grabs her phone, just starts texting the squad. We have a group chat.
What do you text me?
Hey, guys, dead thin blood, what's up? It's also kind of spelled pretty badly. Yeah, and then like
how many emojis are on it?
Like 40 emojis. Including the vampire one a bunch.
I am not ancient Egyptian. I do not understand what this is. I cannot read the hieroglyphs.
I need coffee. I am drunk. Let's go to Sin Bean. Sin Bean. It just says Sean Bean. Let's go to Sean Bean.
Is Sean Bean someone she's feeding off of? What is Shunbean? This makes no sense to me. woman in phone, call this person for me, please. And I just let that do it.
Are you looking for women in your area?
Yeah, but right now I want Stella.
Pulling up various strip services.
This is interesting. But no, Stella, I need to speak to Stella. Please call Stella.
Are you trying to call Cinderella?
Stella.
Calling Stella.
Hello? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I don't understand all the holographics you sent me.
That's nothing. This is very upsetting. I don't like holding it to my face. What do you need? What's wrong?
Well, you texted me. What do you need?
That's right. There's a dead... Okay, it's not like a real vampire. He's like the bad ones.
The thin bloods?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, I
put rocks in his pocket.
Where are you?
The beach.
Any more? There's a lot of beach. Where are you?
I eventually remember and like give you a read.
I will exactly be there. Right. I will be there soon.
No, just meet me at Sean Bean. Sean Bean.
And then I put the phone down and start sending you all Sean Bean gifts.
Fine, I'll meet you at the Satan's Bean.
That's what I said.
You know, okay. You said to Sean. Sean's a person's name, not a demon's name.
You're adorable. What are you doing right now?
I'm watching a woman that I just fed off because I think someone else fed off her, so I want to find out who fed off her.
That's really creepy and territorial.
It is. That's what I do.
Okay, that's fair. On brand.
All right. You should just get like a little webcam. Just put on our webcam. Just webcam.
What?
Webcam.
She just gets really quiet.
I will meet you at the coffee place.
Okay, bye.
Click.
Does everybody go to Sean Bean?
I don't know. Do you guys all go to
Sean
Bean?
Yeah, we'll go to Sean Bean. I think my funny.
Sean Bean. He dies in every film anyway, so are we going to kill him? No. She must mean Satan's Bean.
That's funny.
So you all arrive at Satan's Bean, which is sort of a nice downtown artsy coffee shop. And it's very much just like damask fabric on the walls and a lot of red couches. A lot of local artists have got like little installations there where you can buy like some of the stuff from various people there. So there's like a group of like paintings and there's some jewelry and very much all themed towards the demonic side of things. But you can tell that it's all a little tongue in cheek. And they've got their menu is all custom crazy coffees that are all sort of like Lucifer's latte and things like that. And there are several rooms to the coffee shop, but there's one in particular that tends to be kind of off in a corner that I think you all meet at mostly when it's available.
And what's the special brew for vampires? Because you had mentioned that there's like you can order stuff that is special brew.
It's off menu and you literally just say the off menu.
Okay.
Which given your proclivities, you wouldn't want anything off menu. It won't do anything for you.
Okay.
But you could drink it if you wanted to.
Okay. I pretend to drink to be sociable. Like to because I always want to fit in the best that I can and I can't eat, but I definitely want to seem like I'm part of the conversation, so I'll have something there.
It's still, like, blood. Yeah, you could still have it. It's just bag blood, basically, which doesn't do shit for you.
Just, like, even when I'm dealing with humans, I might have a drink, but they won't see me ever drink from it or whatever. I'll just always have something, like a prop.
Holding it in your hand.
So you do more like ordering a regular coffee than ordering
I would
menu.
Probably do that, because I already ate a little, and, you know, I'm this doesn't do anything for me, but I just wanted you to know story-wise that that's what I do is I always have props that I use.
You get the Pazuzu espresso.
Nice. I walk in with a half Caffemet. It's like, oof. Hey, guys. Hey.
So you found a thin blood somewhere.
He got bit and he's all no more blood.
But dead in the ocean.
Oh, you went out drinking again, huh?
I didn't mean to. I thought he was drinking socially. I think he has a problem.
Clearly, you sound amazing.
Stop. This is fine. She smelled like Axe, and now I smell like Axe.
Oh.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Axes have a smell now.
Oh.
Oh, what John. Are you from?
Italy.
I said when.
Great. I don't even want to explain it. It's just terrible, terrible perfume that men insist on wearing that they think attracts women.
But it does not attract women.
No, it does the opposite. It lets you know to walk the other way.
I provided a data point in the wrong direction, and I apologize. Because it worked, and now he's not going to know to not do it. I'm sorry. I feel like I owe a big oopsie apology to, like, all ladies.
Yeah.
My bad.
You're not alone.
I was watching this woman I fed off today, and I found out somebody might have fed off of her already. And I'm trying to figure out who it is. Ooh,
there's other vampires here.
I know.
Don't double dip, gross.
I did not know I was double dipping. Did this thin blood have anything on them that you said the neck was, and they threw it in the water? That was it?
He was bitten. He had no more blood left. I didn't ask a lot of follow-up questions. I'm drunk.
He was a thin blood, or the person who fed off of him was a thin blood?
Oh, he was a thin blood. There wasn't enough for me to get a good read on anything else.
Is the body still out there?
No, I did a good job of getting rid of it. I put rocks in his pocket.
Did you rip the throat out so that the bite marks didn't show anymore?
No, wouldn't that be scary to be like, oh no, that guy has no more throat?
It's better than, oh, he's got no more throat and a dog got him, than why are there two puncture marks where a vampire?
No one's gonna find him and put rocks in his pocket.
How many rocks?
Like four.
That's not a lot of rocks. Yeah.
That's not a lot of rocks.
You have four pockets, I put four rocks in it. What's the problem?
Wow.
Well, I didn't want him to go all the way away in case you guys wanted to look too. I am compromised right now, so if you want to see it.
I would like to see it.
She is definitely compromised, and I would like to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Both the compromisation and the...
Oh, he should still be over there. He's probably asleep.
Yeah.
We should probably go over there and check it out.
Yeah, you just want to see a dude I had sex with.
Yeah, I do.
Follow me.
All right, so you all go tromping back across downtown and into the Seaport Village area and out to the outcropping. And the rocks were in the pockets, but there's still not enough to fully weigh the body down, so mostly it's like the head and shoulders sort of bobbing up above the water.
Now you have just done a wonderful job.
Thank
there.
You. He's just
I was being
like
sarcastic.
Mm-mm.
Look.
That doesn't translate in Italian. I'm so sorry.
Just quick question. I know this isn't... But the off menu, would that slake one hunger?
Oh,
for
good question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I will take care of that.
We're going to have to fix this. Someone is not knowing how to feed right.
Who feeds on thin buds, though? Okay, tired.
Yeah, and you would all know that feeding off of another vampire, thin bloods, some people, like, don't necessarily consider them at the same level as other vampires.
I do not.
You wouldn't.
Clearly.
But if you feed off of another vampire, it's called Diablerie.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's usually a big no-no. Like,
yeah, huge. Oh, gotcha. Okay, well, unless a human got real weird and lucky, we're doing Diablo Cody. Someone did Diablo Cody.
No. Diablieri.
That's what I said.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, we need to get him out of there and deal with this.
Yeah, let's get this body out.
So who's going to do it?
I'm already wet. I walk back in the water.
See?
I vote for you.
She already
walked in.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so you drag the body back out.
Yep.
This is an expensive suit.
Take the four small rocks out of his pocket.
You are too hoity-toity and fancy for your own goodness.
So let's stop arguing and figure out where we are going to dispose of this.
Does anyone
well, let's take a look at
him?
It first and make and.
Yeah, does it look like?
Do
anybody?
Any of us know who we know him?
No.
Okay.
Is he cute?
Probably not at this point.
Not anymore.
Oh, what a waste.
That's a shame.
That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Rip. Go ahead, eat his throat out like you wanted to.
You don't eat it out. You just take your hands and rip it.
Well, I'm going to leave that for you.
That's all you.
I'll do it.
Okay. I'm going to make you roll for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give me a strength plus brawl.
Okay. And I might try and get over six mm-hmm. or above. Of course. Oh, okay. One success.
One success. You managed to tear the throat out.
Okay.
There's no blood to be had from it, though. It's just...
Yeah, no. I'm just trying to get rid of the bite
marks.
Oh, totally.
I'm just letting you know that it's just this open, bloodless wound.
Okay.
Wow. They trained him good.
We should maybe leave him in the water and let him wash up. They'll say to themselves, this was some kind of dog attack. He bled out in the ocean, obviously.
But he's still, like, a dead... Like, is there any other sign that, like, a dead vampire is non-human? Or is it just going to be, like, a corpse?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I don't think that most people would be able to tell.
Okay. Well, okay, you can just leave him. That's fine. Do you want some rocks? I pull rocks out of my
jacket.
No,
we'll just let him float up some point. Maybe he will float down toward your last lover over there.
No, he's right over here. I grab his car by the hands and lead her over and point
him out.
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, is he still passed out over there?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. That's him.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He does smell.
Yeah. Ooh. It travels.
I can't believe
he's just snoring away.
Yeah. Oh, he's so cute.
Kind of cute, though.
Right?
Right. I get it.
It had to be something redeeming.
Right?
I think he's vulgar.
That was rude. But not inaccurate. He's my greatest... And she does, like, a bad impression of you. It's like, he's my greatest artwork.
And I just...
Vulgar axe boy.
She just laughs.
Oh, my God. You have to make something, an installation with that. That would be hilarious.
I just walk over and, like, put one leg up on a rock, like...
It's art now.
As you are all standing there, you see off in the distance the security golf cart.
Yes.
Heading along the pathway. And that's where we're going to end it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
What?
So, thank you, everybody, for tuning in for episode 1 of Unquiet Blood, a Vampire 5e game. I will continue to be your GM, Mac Beauvais. You can find me online as @strangelikethat. And I'm going to let everybody else tell you where they can be found as well. I'm going to start with Terry.
Oh, hey, guys. This is Terry. Terry Gamble. You can find me at terrygamble.com or the Terry Gamble on all the social medias and at Horror Movie Survival Guide, a podcast about scary movies that comes out every week. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Nice. Hi, I'm Abria Iyengar, and you can find me on all social media at Quiddie, Quiddie. And I do TTRPG streams on Happy Jacks, Hyper RPG, and Saving Throw Show. So watch other stuff. Yay!
Hi, I am Michelle Otis, and you can find me on the socials at Michulu. That's MICHULHU. You can also find my music through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can also find us on our website, which is 12sidedstories.com, and our Twitter feed, which is 12 Sided Stories. It's number 12 and then Sided Stories for Twitter. Also, check out our Patreon. We have a bunch of cool stuff that we do, extra content, awesome things. But even if you can only do $1, anything helps, or leave a review. Those are always helpful on any of the major platforms. And free.
Yeah.
Leaving a review, retweeting, calling out, any of that stuff helps us a great deal. Getting the word out. All of our music and sound effects are on DriveThruRPG and BattleBards. And that's it.
And tune in for episode 2 of Unquiet Blood.